What's going on, guys, and welcome to the last episode of True Crime Stories, episode 10. Today, we will be talking about Sam Little, one of the most prolific serial killers in the U.S., with 60 confirmed victims, confessing to more than 93 victims. So, I mean, there's confirmed and there's possible. So he killed more people, possibly. But without further ado, let's get into Sam Little's early life. So, he was born June 7th, 1940, in Reynolds, Georgia, to a mother who, he claims, was a prostitute. Soon after his birth, Little's family moved to Lauren, Ohio, where he was brought up mainly by his grandmother, and he attended Hawthorne Junior High, where he had problems with discipline and achievement, and I mean, you know, the same patterns which most serial killers have. So, in 1956, after being convicted of breaking and entering into a property on Omaha, Nebraska, Little was held in an institution for juvenile offenders. After that, Little moved to Florida with his mother in his late 20s, working in various cemeteries. Dang, I mean, you see the kind of correlation now with the last guy working in the cemetery. And so, I mean, it's kind of weird. Yeah, they have very similar lives. So, he was a cemetery worker and an ambulance attendant by his own account. I mean, we don't know if this is true. This is his own words. He could be lying to us. And he said, quote, "began traveling more widely and had more run-ins with the law. Being arrested in 8 states for crimes that included driving under the influence, fraud, shoplifting, soliciting, armed robbery, aggravated assault, and rape." Little claimed that he took up boxing during his, times in prison, and referred to himself as a former prize fighter. In 1961, Little was sentenced to 3 years in prison for breaking into a furniture store in Lorain. He was then released in 1964, and by 1975, he had been arrested 26 times already in 11 states for crimes, including theft, you know, attempted rape, fraud, attacks on government officials. In 1982, Little was arrested in Mississippi and charged with the murder of a 22-year-old Melinda Rose Lepre, who'd gone missing in September of that year. A grand jury declined to indict him for her murder. However, while under investigation, Little was extradited to Florida and tried for murder of a 26-year-old Patricia Ann Mount, whose body was later found in September 1982. Due to mistrust and witness testimonies, Little was acquitted in January 1984. Little then moved to California, where he stayed in the vicinity of San Diego. In October 1984, he was arrested for kidnapping, beating, and strangling 22-year-old Lori Barros, who survived. 1 month later, he was found by police in the back seat of his car with an unconscious woman, also beaten and strangled, in the same location as the attempted murder of Barros. Upon his release in February 1987, he immediately moved to Los Angeles and committed at least 10 additional murders. You know, I don't understand how he killed two people when they only gave him 2 years in prison. What? Wait, why? I don't understand. Why didn't he get life? 1 month later, he was found by police in the backseat of his car with an unconscious woman, also beaten and strangled in the same location as the attempted murder of Barros. And he served Little of 2.5 years in prison for both crimes. Man, I'm telling this at this time in California, their justice system is awful. So, Little was arrested September 5th in 2012 at a homeless shelter in Louisville, Kentucky. This guy likes to move. He is constantly moving. I'm pretty sure he's been to every state in the country. So he was found in Louisville, Kentucky, and extradited to California to face a narcotics charge, after authorities which used DNA testing to establish that he was involved in the murders of Carol Elford, killed on July 13, 1987, and the murders of Carol Elford, killed on July 13, 1987, and Guadalupe, killed on September 3, 1987, and Audrey Nelson Everett, killed on August 14, 1989. All three women were killed and later found on the streets of Los Angeles. He was extradited to Los Angeles, where he was charged on January 7th, 2013. A few months later, the police said that Little was being investigated for involvement in 3 dozen murders committed in the 1980s, which until then have been disclosed. In connection of new circumstances in Mississippi, the Pralee murder case was reopened. In total, Little was tested for the involvement of 93 murders of women committed in the U.S. 93 people, and all women? I mean, all these serial killers really have something against women. It's ridiculous. So Little was tried for the murders of Elford Nelson and Apakadaka in September 2014. The prosecution presented the DNA evidence as well as the testimony of witnesses who were attacked by the accused at different times throughout his criminal career. On September 25th, 2014, Little was found guilty and was sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. On this day, the verdict, Little continued to insist his innocence. Before his death, Little was serving the life sentence at California State Prison, Los Angeles County. I think I've heard the same thing with Ted Bundy. Yeah, Ted Bundy, he continued on with his innocence, saying, I mean, I think this is honestly a mental problem here. They probably had like split personality or something like that. A psychological problem, I would say. Because, I mean, to convince yourself that you're innocent, I mean, you gotta be missing a few screws. So, while in prison, he had later confessions. So on November 9th in 2018, Little confessed to the 1996 fatal strangling of Melissa Thomas. On November 13th, 2018, Little was charged with the 1994 murder of Denise Christie Brothers in Odessa, Texas, after having confessed to the crime to a Texas Ranger in May 2018. Little pleaded guilty to the murder of Brothers on December 13th and received another life sentence. So one thing I don't understand about, like, if you commit a murder, like, the highest thing you can get is life in sentence. I mean, there's the death penalty, but some states don't allow it. But how are you just gonna put another life sentence on top of a life sentence? Like, that makes no sense. If anything, you should make the life a little bit worse for every sentence added onto a life sentence. So, like, say he gets another life sentence on top of his life sentence. He gets, like, his room gets a little bit smaller, or his times of, like, going outside, you know, get shorter, something like that, you know, at least something that makes it worse. Because I mean, this guy could just, like, you know, keep confessing, and I mean, nothing's gonna change as far as, like, him just getting another life sentence. Like, he only has one life, you know. All these counties in Texas announced on November 13th that Little had confessed to dozens of murders and may have committed more than 90 across 14 states between 1970 and 2005. On November 15, 2018, the Russell County, Alabama District Attorney announced that Little had earlier that month confessed to the 1979 murder of 23-year-old Brenda Alexander, whose body was found in Phoenix City, Alabama. On November 16, 2018, Macon, Georgia sheriffs announced that Little had credibly confessed to the 1977 strangling murder of an unidentified woman and the 1982 strangling murder of the 18-year-old Frida Smith. In the fall of summer 2018, he confessed to more murders. So, he's confessing to a bunch of murders. I mean, you already know there's already, like, what, 60 confirmed and 93 confessed. All of them strangled. So, I mean, he took the strangling route. It's all on women. I mean, this guy's just a piece of shit. So, from what I can see from his crime scenes, he would pretty much just, like, kidnap or pick up a victim, strangle them, and just leave their body somewhere in the city randomly. I mean, he really just didn't give a shit, you know? He was going, and then he'd leave. So, I mean, I just don't know how this guy didn't get caught, like, sooner. I mean, he killed so many people. So, I mean, I can go down his victims list right now. I mean, they're all female. I mean, it's like a mix between white, black, some Hispanic. I mean, he didn't give a shit. If you were female, I mean, he was killing you. I don't see any males. Alice, unarmed female. Yeah, these are all females. He has no male victim. So, I mean, his life, he died December 30th in 2020. So, he died last year. I mean, this guy was alive for like a minute. So he died from diabetes, heart problems, and other health conditions. So he died of natural causes. We let this guy live to die of natural causes. Isn't that ridiculous? That's crazy. This guy should have got the electric chair, man. I mean, that's, you know how many lives that is? That's generations of people all by himself. I mean, I feel like there's serial killers out there right now that have a higher kill ratio. Like, I mean, I feel like they've killed a lot of people. People are really smart, man. I mean, I feel like if he had resources, this guy could have probably escaped. I mean, he was living, they found him at a homeless shelter. So, I mean, that's it for today, guys. Last podcast of this season. Hope you enjoyed it. Be safe out there, because you never know who's a serial killer. I mean, there's stats out there. So, I mean, yeah, be careful, because, I mean, the average person walks by 16 murders in their lifetime, and some of them are probably serial killers. We'll never know. So be careful.